Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Amy Holmes.
And I'm John Hockenberry, and there were plenty of thank yous to go around yesterday in Burbank.
Una and I would just like to express our deepest gratitude to President Clinton and his wonderful, amazing, not to mention super cool team.
Of course, Laura Ling and Una Lee released yesterday from North Korea because of Bill Clinton. But the thank you we didn't hear perhaps was the thank you from John Podesta, who bounded down onto the tarmac in Burbank right behind President Bill Clinton. Why was he on the trip? Former chief of staff of Bill Clinton and a member of the transition team, actually head of the transition team for Barack Obama. Joel Gerstein joins us now, White House reporter for Politico. So Podesta suddenly in the limelight there. What did you make of that yesterday, Josh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's not a guy who's spent a lot of time in the limelight, even though he's someone who's had a lot of impressive titles. But he really is someone who worked his way up in the Clinton White House from the staff secretary position all the way up to chief of staff eventually at the end of that administration.
And his current title is head of the Center for American Progress, a sort of mega think tank in Washington, D.C.
And one that he started basically from scratch about 5 or 6 years ago. I mean, it's not one that's been around for 50 or 60 years or longer. So was
Podesta tagging along here, or what are we seeing is Bill Clinton and John Podesta as kind of Clinton Inc. Emerging from that airplane?
I think there's an element of that. I think the White House's interest here was that I think it was bad enough, frankly, that they had to do what was seen as rewarding North Korea in order to get these women out by sending President Clinton over there, and they wanted to find someone of some intellectual and policy heft to send along with the president who wouldn't have the sort of gleaming public profile of another former official, say like Secretary of State Albright or former Secretary James Baker and so forth. So someone that they could have sit next to Clinton who would be a serious person.
Sure, but Josh, there are lots of, less famous people who work at the White House. I mean, you don't have to go outside of the White House to get someone who's low, under the radar.
Well, but they don't want to send a current official. I mean, their whole claim, the Obama administration's claim, is that this was a unofficial humanitarian gesture. And if they sent a current official, then it's suddenly an official negotiation between the U.S. government.
So let's talk about that. That's a delicate dance. I mean, is it possible that John Podesta has been designated the unofficial official person that they will send to meetings like this? Administrations famously keep people in the background who they can say are deniably private citizens but are actually working for the administration.
I mean, we've heard those kinds of stories about a lot of people, not just Podesta. We've heard them even about people like Henry Kissinger and so forth who have been traveling overseas in recent months. I think it's possible, but I'm told by my sources within the Clinton apparatus that Bill Clinton is the one who selected Podesta to go with him. So as far as I know, I don't think, Podesta has great ties to the top staff echelon of the Obama administration. I don't know that he has great, great ties to Obama personally. I don't think they have any problems. But I haven't seen a signal yet that he's going to emerge as the globe-trotting unofficial emissary for all matters across the world.
Josh, real quickly, is there an element or a story here about cronyism?
I don't think so. I mean, he's somebody who he runs a think tank. Unlike his brother, Tony Podesta, he's not in the lobbying business. So
you're all cronies down there in Washington, D.C.
He gets a lot of fundraisers notice with a trip like this.
Josh Gerstein, White House reporter for Politico, joining us from Washington to talk about John Podesta, who was with Bill Clinton in North Korea. Thanks, Josh.